Google's employees are fighting with each other and with their bosses. Is that a problem for the bottom line? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Google as a company has a long history of internal disagreement and activism. But in recent years, that internal culture, where employees are encouraged to argue with executives and with each other, and to protest decisions and policies they don't like, has become an external culture, too. Employees have protested against Google over politics, hiring, how the company deals with sexual harassment, and business decisions, like whether the company should do business in China or make deals with the Pentagon. Natasha Tiku is a senior writer at Wired. She wrote September's cover story about tensions at Google, and we called her up for Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. I asked her, at what point do these employee tensions become a risk to the business?
It just pulls your focus from one area, and, you know, even if all you're doing is making incremental changes to avoid a bad press, you know, after a walkout, when you are trying to compete with Jeff Bezos and compete with Mark Zuckerberg and, you know, compete with all the startups who all of a sudden in the middle of the tech backlash see an opening for themselves, the idea that you have to placate your employees is certainly a distraction, or that's how they view it.
Are the divisions at Google probably happening at every company? Like, are they a microcosm?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, their internal social networks certainly operate like a microcosm of the external social networks. I think the difference is that they have decided that Google isn't listening, and so they're going to take these debates outside. But we've seen somewhat of the same thing inside Facebook, where there are representatives who could be described as having like far right or reactionary right politics, and then people who are also on the far left. I don't know that employees at other companies feel like they're still going to have their jobs if they speak out, but there are certainly those divisions happening, pressure on across the political spectrum on companies from their own employees.
Is this going to be the new normal at Google, or do you think Google is really going to have to work to change? This is the hardest thing a company can do, I know. But is Google going to have to work to change its culture in order to survive this level of distraction?
I think this is definitely the new normal, and I'm not sure that Google wants to, you know, they really do pride themselves on having this open internal forum for debate. You know, when I talked to executives for this story and I asked, like, are you going to try to shut down these internal forums? And they said, no, it's such a huge part of our culture. And I know that they would have such an internal backlash if they tried to kind of officially clamp down. So they might be trying to find ways to influence the discussion that aren't as drastic as, you know, no more mailing lists or no more Google Plus or no more kind of talking to the press.
Natasha Tiku is a senior writer at Wired. At our website, marketplacetech.org, we'll have a link to her story, 3 years of misery inside Google, the happiest company in tech. And now for some related links. One thing Natasha Tiku notes in her piece is that Google's biggest external protest came in 2018, when 20,000 employees in 50 cities walked out to protest how the company handles sexual harassment claims. That was sparked partly by revelations that the company had paid Android creator Andy Rubin some $90 million for him to leave Google after allegations of sexual misconduct. But Tiku reports that despite some small changes at Google as a result of the protest, only a few of the organizers of that walkout are still at the company. Last month, the second of two primary organizers, Meredith Whitaker, left Google. We have a link to the internal goodbye she wrote about leaving, which was later shared on Medium. Whitaker said she and the other woman who spearheaded the walkouts both faced retaliation, which Google denies. But she also said in her post that she's leaving to work on the ethical use of artificial intelligence technology and that she feels she can't do that work at Google, which is a little scary. And protesting is, of course, still alive and well inside Google. Just Wednesday, employees started a petition internally and on Medium demanding that Google not bid on a big cloud computing contract with Customs and Border Patrol because of concerns over human rights, family separation, and the treatment of migrant children at the border. As of this writing, the petition had about 800 supporters. And we should note that it's not only Google where employees are protesting company policies and business decisions. Casey Newton at The Verge points out that Google may have just started a trend that's now also happening at Amazon, Salesforce, Microsoft, and Riot Games, to name a few. Stephanie Hughes and Matt Purdy produce Marketplace Tech. Eve Troe is our senior producer. Sarah Bruguer is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood. Have a great weekend, everyone. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.